The essence of the heart is the essence of mind. It is the essence of awareness. It is the essence of our life, actually. It is the reason why we exist. The essence of the heart. The essence of the heart, therefore, is the totality of our embodiment. Again, it is the reason we incarnate. It is the reason we exist. Heart has been colloquialized over many centuries to be equivalent to sentimentality, to forms of attachment, and to be smaller than what it is. The essence of the heart is so vast, so profound, so simple, so common, that those kinds of words almost don't seem to go together. They challenge our mind, our everyday mind. Vast, profound, simple, common, they don't seem to go together. Yet, the more and more that a human being, through whatever tradition and whatever spiritual path, you know, has been working for them, brings benefit to them and benefit to others, then they discover that yes, in fact, the essence of the heart is vast. It is absolutely profound, inconceivable, inexpressible, and beyond all concepts of love, kindness, care, fearlessness, courage, presence, etc. And is every single moment, that's what we are. It is common. It is simple. We smile with our discoveries. We smile with our opening to more and more of the essence of being. And we smile with that. If it's inside me and I discover it or experience it in a fleeting or truthful way, it's inside everyone. And just as I am confused and don't live from my heart or somehow, you know, obstruct it or usurp it or make it feel in a particular way with somebody else. Just as I do that, that's what happens with others too. And so a great empathy arises from this heart essence. Just as I am confused, that's kind of what's going on in the world. So we smile again. Because in knowing all that has been said, even theoretically, that itself is an awakening. And we feel our breath and our present. And because we spent most of a year on senses and being present and noticing, we are more present than we were a year ago. So we smile with that too. Because through our work with the senses, we've discovered how actually common the sublime is. And we've learned to notice it just a little more. And as we deepen into presence, the heart center alights. It always is a glow. It always is emanating. But our presence increases it. And if the ego is set aside because we are in presence, then the truth of the heart is what radiates. Its truth, its essence. And without the ego mind, the heart knows to radiate in all directions and through all dimensions. And as heart essence pours out, the heart essence in others knows this resonance. And in myriad of beings right now, it also is sparking, illuminating. Radiating. And that person is present in whatever situation. That heart radiance continues. It knows what to do. in the heart of others knows this resonance. And so we breathe, and the heart of the crown center alights, and maybe already is alighted, radiating. Heart and heart of the crown, radiating. Empty, pure. And there is no self. And as the heart of the crown and the crown center of all radiates into the world, the crown center of others feels this resonance. And is sparked to light. And in this very moment, somewhere all around the world, there are myriads of people called to their higher essence, called to that in this very moment. It's inside. It's lucidity, clarity, creativity. It's skill and means. They are inspired, motivated to the good, to the sane, to presence. And with the breath, the heart at the base, at the root center, the lights radiate and radiates down as well as out into and toward the center of the earth. When people all over the world feel this resonance of the ground of being, of embodied compassion, wisdom, of presence. We take a long, so deep breath. Of the heart essence that we are. Breathe with the world. Love you all. Live from it and create your day.